Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
Good afternoon, Ireland. Darlings, sweeties, honey bunch. Soft launch day 285 of the soft launch of the little broadcast that could. And my God, we're feeling good about it too, aren't we?
Yeah.
Really getting stuck into it now. I think we've really hit our stride.
We found our feet, right?
Just so long as they don't keep asking us to fill in for Ian Dempsey. So we're here 5 minutes, we're off again doing fill-ins. I'm not a fill-in. I'm not a BT. I'm not a B squad. I'm not a bench warmer. I'm a goddamn top-tier broadcaster.
You're prime time.
I'm prime time, baby. Here's one for you. Jamaica. Yeah, we made it. Through to the next round of the World Cup.
Yeah.
Jamaica.
Yeah, yeah. That's not why you're one of the frontline talent.
Yeah, we did make it.
Yeah,
through to the next round of the World Cup. Come on.
I'm taking the list on
this
holiday.
Is fill in, Miss
Jamaica. No,
that's the Joe. Right, we've all heard this before. This is All-Star, but they don't stop coming. But they don't stop coming.
Somebody once told me the world.
Know the words of this one, JP?
Yeah.
All-Star, Smash Mouth, Today FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Everybody,
well, the years start coming and they don't stop 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 coming.
This has been around a few years now. I heard this like during lockdown the first time I heard it.
And they don't stop coming.
It's much easier to remember the words.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Next verse.
And they don't stop coming. And they don't stop coming. And they don't stop.
All right, so a radio station in Australia. This is in Melbourne. They're called The Fox 101.9.
I'd listen to that.
The Fox 101.9. And they played that. And there was a lady in her car. Obviously, this is the traffic cam. And it's, you know, where it records the as you're driving, it's recording the street out in front of the
like
car.
Like a dash cam thing, is
it's
it?
A dash cam, yeah, that's yeah, what yeah. it is. And she's listening to the Fox 101.9. And they do that. And they play that version of it. And you can hear her react. She clearly loves the song. Mm. She knows all the words. But she was not anticipating that version of it.
2000
She's flicking through the radio stations.
101.9 The Fox. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Singing along, it's car karaoke.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming and they don't
Soft launch day 285. Come on in, the water's warm. And your cash total this afternoon on the cash machine. Sigala and Sweet Lovin', this is Today FM. Play the music you love. That was smooth. Did you think that was smooth? It's a smooth outro.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. Two quality cuts for your Wednesday. What was the ad? Was it a Super Value ad earlier on?
Possibly, yeah.
Quality cuts. They're big on their flogging of the quality cuts.
Is it a quality cut of meat, Ray?
Was it Lidl, actually? Could have been Lidl as well. There's a Super Value there, and there's a Lidl there, and then there's KFC of a turkey burger. Would that be a quality cut as well?
Whichever you replay, Ray, it'll be worth around €20,000 to them.
Well, in that case, I'm not going to replay any of them. Sure, you're going to have to pay for your ads. It's one of the supermarkets anyway, and they're flogging quality cuts. And I would argue that every afternoon we bring you some choice radio cuts.
I think I've overheard somebody saying that about the show before. It was something like that anyway.
Those two are a pair of quality cuts.
I have, yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that. Yeah. I've definitely seen that on Twitter.
You're scanning quickly.
What a pair of quality. Guys, the gang's all here.
Hello.
How you doing? How you doing? Oh, my word. Did I tell you I'm living in the dark ages now? Did I mention this?
How's that?
Living in the dark ages. Our broadband has been kind of going in and out. I've found, actually, that when it rains, our broadband goes. Which is brilliant. Because that's
your broadband isn't waterproof.
My broadband is not waterproof, no.
Right.
I need to get wellies for my broadband. And I was talking to an expert. He was like, oh, well, yeah, it could be like... The line has been damaged, and then once it dries out, it works again. And then when it's wet or like, I don't know, floods or something,
you have to wait for a dry spell for your broadband to work.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Or it seems that once it starts raining, the broadband goes. It's ridiculous. And once it starts raining, is the point that the children come in from the street. I can't leave them out there. God knows I've tried. To leave them out there, to lock the front door. Kid, lock the front door, they're coming in. But they need to come in when it's raining. I can't leave them in the stoop. And it's hell then, because they can't turn on their iPads, they can't watch Netflix, Disney Plus is out. It's nothing we can... And even turning on the lights in our house, because we get the smart speaker to turn on the lights, we're sitting there in the dark. It's like, I swear to God, we're in the dark ages. By candlelight. It's like living on the Great Blasket Island at the time of Peg's Ears. Kate has she's got the shawl over her shoulders.
Yeah, yeah.
And she calls the children around the turf fire. Mm. And she's got a big kettle, a big black kettle hanging on a hook over the fire.
Do you know, in the time that your broadband...
And she's speaking Irish.
Yeah, yeah. Kate's really aged in that time.
She's wizened.
Yeah, she's haggard looking. No offense, like.
She is though. Anyone would say it. Yeah. Choice cuts, guys. Choice cuts. So the broadband goes. But this is the issue then, right? When you ring them and say, my broadband is gone, they go, I'll just do a check there. No, and they go, no, it's fine. And it's like, yeah, it's fine now because it's dried up again. And then it happens at the same time. I'm on a WhatsApp group with the neighbours. There are five other neighbours on the street that it happens to as well. All of them broadband customers of the same broadband network. It goes straight away. When it rains. So I rang them and they said we'll be out between 8 a.m. and midday, which is very specific.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that they can really target the time that so they don't inconvenience you in any way.
You've no problem setting aside 4 hours.
You can get up at 7:30 in the morning and you know that at some point, by lunchtime, someone might have called to the door to fix the broadband. So this was yesterday morning they were supposed to come out. And at 11:57 a.m.
Oh, just in the nick of time.
He rings. Your man rings from his mobile phone and says, how are you? I'm a couple of minutes away. I said, yeah, you'd want to be. By 10 o'clock I was getting mad. At 3 minutes to midday, the window was from 8 to midday. They had to get out. Uh-huh. He says, yeah, I'm just in your neighbour's house. I think I've worked out what the issue is. Because, like I said, there's five of us. And he went to one of the other neighbours first to sort it out. He said, it's something inside in the house. It's nothing to do with the cable outside.
So it's your fault?
No, not our fault. He said the previous installer had put in this thing, this splitter. So the one cable comes into the house. And then it's split then, obviously, to the various rooms or whatever inside the house. And that splitter, apparently, is slowing down the broadband. I said, no, it's not slowing it down. The issue isn't slowing it down. It's gone. It's gone. Like, as soon as it rains, it's gone. And he said, oh, well, he said, what that is, he said, it can't take the power. He said, there could be power fluctuations in the broadband.
Jeez, guys, here comes the science. Yeah.
There could be power fluctuations on the line in the broadband.
Go on, fluctuations, yeah.
Fluctuations.
Go on.
And this splitter can't take it. And I said, but it's happening in all the other houses. And he said, they all have the same splitter. So I'm replacing them all the same houses. And if the power fluctuates, your broadband will be gone. I said, this has never happened before. In the 10 years we're in this house, this has never happened before. He said, but it's obsolete. It's the splitter. And it could be the power on the line. And it could go then. If the splitter can't take the power, you lose your broadband. I said, how come it's coming back then? I said, well, the power could fluctuate down again. You get your broadband back. I said, this doesn't make any sense to me. I said, I don't believe you, I said to him.
Did you?
I said
you
that.
You called him on it.
I called him out on it.
Right.
I was standing there in my
and
socks.
Him the expert,
with those little baggies on over his shoes. You know the little plastic bags they put on your shoe? He's got his baggies and his hobnail boots, standing on the rug in my living room.
He probably had a pair of trousers with an unnecessary amount of pockets on them.
Ridiculous. Snickers.
Yeah. Snickers.
I checked all the pockets. There wasn't a bar of Snickers between any of them.
Go on.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Me standing there in my flip-flops. I don't believe you, I said. He said, I tell you now, I'm going to replace the splitter and your broadband will work. I said, go on.
Where's the story going to end?
I'll tell you on tomorrow's show. No, I'll tell you now.
Go on.
I got home then, because I left. I had to come into work. Because
yeah.
He was so bloody late.
Yeah.
I got home, did a speed test.
Right.
I was getting 1.1 gigabits down the line.
Whew.
Which is normal. I was getting 1.1 anyway. But on a good day, when it's dry, it's fine. When it's raining, it's all gone. It's gone totally, right? Went to bed last night. Got up this morning. I look out the window. It's raining. The broadband is dead.
Ah, come on.
You're coming back at 3 minutes to 12 tomorrow, sir. I must have died and gone. This is Today FM. Jamiroquai, we'll do the roll call after Cosmic Girl. This is Today FM. Katy Perry and Teenage Dream, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, welcome to Wednesday.
Hello.
Actually, we can do a roll call. A raise over here, JP.
Aren't you?
087-4100-102 if you want to get in touch. But if you don't want to get in touch, that's totally fine as well. I'll still do a show.
It'd be nice though if you picked up the phone.
Oh my God, loads of people on the broadband. This is not, sorry guys, this is not a quality control helpline for broadband. I didn't even name the company, by the way, because they've been brilliant. For the 10 years we've been there, perfect. Great, full signal, full strength signal. I've never had any problems, but now I do, and it's a nightmare.
Those were drier years though, right?
Those were drier years, yeah. Actually, Alan's been on 0874. I was telling the horror story of my broadband, and it seems to be the case that when it rains, five of us on the street lose our broadband. And your man, the engineer yesterday, wouldn't hear. He was like, oh no, it's in your house. It just so happens to be, massively coincidentally, a problem in each of your houses that happens at exactly the same time. Not a problem out in the street. God no. Alan, 0874-100-102. Al.
Hey Ray, Alan and Kildare here.
Hello.
Do you mean, Ray, you had no broadband for the whole of July?
Yeah.
Holy God.
Well, that's what you say. Wettest July on record. Ray, you think that's bad? I moved house over the weekend. I needed to move my broadband. They said they'd be out between 9 and 2:30 today. Still no sign from Eddie on show. Well, that was 2 minutes ago. They've probably arrived at 27 minutes past. Sounds like the rainwater is getting in at your exchange from Ken on show. Cheers, Ken. Ray, apparently that's the benefit of getting a certain company's fibre broadband. Their cables withstand the water better. Something to do with copper, I believe. Love the show.
Hey.
From Christina on show. Sorry, what? That's the benefit of getting a certain company's fibre broadband because it withstands the water. So you're saying the company that I have don't withstand.
Your companies, you may use cables that do or don't have copper, and that could be
Christina,
the problem.
Tell us who the certain company is that has the better wires then. Tell me. Because I bet we're talking with the same company. And David on Sean Wexford says, lads, don't disrespect the Snickers trousers. I wear them as dad trousers. As dad trousers, you say? I have to say, they do look very comfortable, the Snickers trousers.
They're hard wearing also.
And yet, you've got plenty of pockets for your bits. I love having pockets, particularly when I'm on holidays. I like having, I've got the passports here. Mm. I've got my keys down there. I've got my wallet is up and over here. The phone is there. Maybe even a phone charger as well. We're out and about. I need a power brick. I've got a small child in this pocket over here. I've got... and Ray, on behalf of the women of Ireland and some of the men, please leave the snicker pants wearers alone. No, we're not. We're just saying that's what he was wearing, that's all. Nothing wrong with them. Ray Myron show on Port Leash. Any old Springsteen tickets going? Love the show.
Hey,
is it confirmed? What's the latest on Bruce Springsteen?
Strong rumours, speculation that the Boss will be coming here next year.
And we don't mean James Brownlow. Oh,
God. He's our boss, by the way.
I see. The problem with that joke, really, right?
It's that it's not funny.
But it's only not funny because people don't know the name of our boss.
Yeah.
So our boss's name is James. Well, you see, the thing
could is... Could you recap the joke then with all the context?
Well, right? But then we've got another issue. What? There's a multitude. There are several managerial layers in the business. Because this is a big corporate entity.
You haven't respected the chain of hierarchy there, the chain of command.
So
right?
I suppose technically John would be John Cadell, yeah?
John would be one of our bosses.
So we'll do the joke again. Go on, go again.
So yeah, so strong rumours circulating, Ray, that next year the Boss could be coming to Ireland.
So John Cadell is coming to Ireland. And then above John, then it'd be Fiona then, I suppose, isn't it?
She'd be next
Fiona
in line.
Above John or John above Fiona?
No, she's above him.
I never understand the this is the other thing. It's like a layer cake of chiefs. You know what they say about too many, not enough Indians and too many chiefs?
Yeah.
We're coming down with chiefs in here.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. They've got their own campsite down at the end of the office.
Yeah.
They're lighting a fire and sending smoke signals.
John's more of an area manager, whereas Fiona, she'd be kind of senior again, do you know what I mean?
Let's go again.
Ray, exciting news for music fans.
Really, what's happening?
Apparently in 2024, strong rumours doing the rounds today, Ray, that...
nothing confirmed.
Unconfirmed rumours that the Boss may be coming to Ireland, Ray.
So Fiona Smith and John Cadell. You see, you really need to know our boss is. Yeah. Listeners, you need to understand.
Ray Foley.
For the joke to work, you need to...
Care Plus. Not all careers in care.
I think we've got it out. Leanne and Don't Say Love. Is she Irish? Leanne.
No.
Where's she from?
She's from Little Mix, right?
She's from Little Mix?
Yeah.
Whereabouts is that?
That's somewhere over in the Midlands in the UK.
Over in England.
Yeah.
Today FM playing the music you love. That's Leanne and Don't Say Love. Apparently Bruce Springsteen is...
Hang on a second, Ray.
Do it again.
Ray, exciting.
No, you do it.
I will. I will. Come here. Did you hear this news, Ray? There are like rumours doing the rounds today that the Boss is coming here next year.
James Brownlow, our boss, is coming here next year. Because there's John, right?
Yeah.
And Fiona. And then James Brownlow then is...
Yeah.
And then Chris is there somewhere as well, isn't he? Jesus, where's Chris then?
He'd be over to the left a bit and up further, wouldn't
Chris
he?
Chris Doyle.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's just so many of them. It's hard to keep track. It's Joanne then. She's a mat, like she's...
Yeah, she would kind of have a supervisory overseeing role, so she'd be a boss technically also.
And are they all going to be coming to Ireland next year? And there's Yvonne Bauer herself. There's Richard Dawkins, the president of audio.
Yeah, the atheist, the famous atheist.
No, not the famous atheist, the president of audio.
Yeah, you're right, Ray.
The boss.
When you're right, you're right.
Ken's over there, 0874 100 102. Ken, I think you need to know the full management structure before the joke really works.
Ray, did you ever look at a comedy sketch and somebody tells a joke on stage?
No.
And next thing you hear, crickets. And there's always someone in a distance that coughs, like a real low cough, like.
There's an uncomfortable cough, like it.
That's your joke now about the boss. Absolutely brutal.
Really, Ken? Tell us how you really...
But I'll tell you what, though.
Was.
I love the show.
Hey, cheers, Kenneth. Yeah, crickets. See, the boss is going to be performing in Parky Queeve next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yvonne Bauer.
Sorry, I ruined it. It's funny.
You can't be... You can't actually laugh at the joke. This is the FM playing the music you love. And speculate... Is it all speculation? Nothing's confirmed yet by all accounts. And joining us is one of the bosses. The boss making an appearance in the studio today. All hail the chief. It's John Cadell is here.
Even I'm confused at this stage about where I fit in.
You're a layer above on the layer cake of the management structure.
Okay.
You performing in Parky Queeve?
Not this year.
You're going to be gigging?
Maybe next year.
We shall see. Have you received? You're usually the one that gets the first email or the first indication of whether or not these gigs are going to be happening.
No, it's like everyone is always poised to return. That seems to be the only time the word poised is used ever, when somebody is poised to do something. So Springsteen is poised to return to Ireland for a few gigs next year.
Right.
In Kilkenny and Parky Queeve. Now, they've given the tentative dates of May 16th and 18th for Cork.
When you say they've given, who's given?
Well, this is reported by The Independent.
All right, so they've gotten a win from somewhere. So someone maybe at the venues or on site, or maybe
The
Independent.
But it's by no, listeners, it's by no means confirmed, but right. These are the very strong rumours flying around.
Does this poise result, does this come from Bruce himself at the end of the gigs going, geez, that was great, I'll be back, I'll definitely be back next year, you can take that as gospel? Well, or where do the rumours come from?
Well, it's probably Bruce go, well, see, I have a theory because I've...
I love this. Yeah. This is an insider now. You're getting the insiders here, guys.
I have little else to think about, so my...
Absolutely. Well, there's us.
My speculation... Well, yeah.
Yeah.
My speculation...
Have you seen the way the place is run, right?
No, the boss is clearly your man's inside and the Jack's reading the Star.
Yeah.
I worry about you guys more than I think about you. But anyway. my theory is that it being 2024... It's the 40th anniversary of Bruce's Born in the USA album.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So my feeling, and it's complete speculation, based purely on the fact that I'm a nerd.
You're a fanboy as well. Sure.
Yeah, fanboy too. I think there's going to be a Born in the USA 40th anniversary tour where he will play the album in full.
Wow.
Yeah. Like he did with Darkness on the Edge of Town a few years ago. So I also think, and I have no reason to believe this to be true, but I think it will be accompanied by a Born in the USA / Nebraska Sessions box set.
Ooh. Okay, so
I think he's going to release the box set, and I think he's going to go out and tour for the 40th anniversary of Born in the USA. Purely my thoughts. I don't have any inside information for full
other
disclosure
than your own theory. What kind of scale of a tour does Bruce Springsteen, the boss, and by the boss I don't mean Yvonne Bauer, Bruce Springsteen, the boss.
Yeah.
Because U2, you know, they do the entire planet. Or Elton John, when he was doing his farewell tour, it took years for him to complete that tour. Bruce Springsteen seems to roll one out every couple of years. But does that mean he does less gigs then?
Well, it depends on the demand. Now, the demand for Springsteen is
huge,
as we saw earlier this year, even for Ireland, was like insatiable. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine him going to Cork and Kilkenny next year is to fill some of that demand that he couldn't meet this year. So you would have like promoters saying the demand for Springsteen is high, ask his management what he's up to, has he any plans, and then they start locking in dates. And the tour manager, or rather his main manager, would start locking in, basically putting together a tour like you would a Lego set.
Right.
This bit here, we can do that there. But yeah, I mean, Springsteen lives to play on the road. That's what he lives to do.
Yeah. And he's certainly well, judging by the reviews. And did you see him this time around?
Not this time around. I saw him on the first reunion of the East Street Band in 1999. But jeez, he plays for far too long.
You're right. You need to bring your own chairs. You fold out chairs.
I don't care who it is. Like 2 hours. I just say this in the last word the whole time. 2 hours max. Please.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. McCartney, anyone. 2 hours is enough.
Unless you're Yvonne Bauer, of course. She could play all night.
And
be delighted.
Yeah.
For days if she wanted.
But it's even Taylor Swift is 3.5 hours, and that's too long.
Yeah. She's only got two good songs. Don't come at me, Swifties. Oh. Right. So the Bruce Springsteen, the bosses, and by the boss, I mean Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen's best song.
What is it?
The challenge. The gauntlet being thrown down this afternoon.
What is Bruce Springsteen's best? It's probably... Oh, my God. Ray, you put me on the spot here now. I love Sherry Darling. But his best song, it was probably generally considered to be something like Born to Run or The River. One of my personal favourites is Sherry Darling. I also love The Wrestler. I love Murder Incorporated.
I just need one answer, John.
Oh, okay. Well, for me, it's probably Glory Days.
Wrong. JP, what's Bruce Springsteen's best? What's the Boss's best song? And by the Boss, I mean Bruce Springsteen.
Gotcha.
Not Richard Dawkins.
We haven't heard how he sings, Richard Dawkins. Thunder Road?
No, I'm afraid. That's not what I have on the sheet. Bruce Springsteen's best song.
Hang on, what metrics, Ray?
Mine. It's Radio Nowhere.
Oh!
Radio Nowhere. This is a great song. When was this? Was this around 2009?
2007 from the album Magic.
Oh, this is such a great song. I like it because it speaks to, I'm sure everyone has this about this favourite song, it speaks to a specific certain time in their own lives. Mm. And when this came out, he hadn't released anything in a while, I think.
Yes, correct.
Huge buzz about it. And it was a great, well, it was called Radio Nowhere, a huge radio song. Wrong. Do you embarrass there now?
A bit.
You gutted, you devastated.
Sorry about that.
Second choice would have been Born to Run.
Did you say Glory Days?
I love Glory Days.
Glory on a wet
day like this.
I have to throw it on. So we basically told you nothing there, lads. Nothing's been announced. Check your email there, John, and see if there's been any indication yet. We'll wait on an announcement. As soon as there is one, we'll have tickets to give away right here.
Ray!
Asher Bauer will pay for it. There, you greedy curs. Look at you. Wait, wetting your lips. Gimme. It's all take with you. Ridiculous. The Killers, and somebody told me this is Today FM playing the music you love. Look at you there texting in for your Bruce Springsteen tickets.
Very early.
Don't be listening to the show. What happened here? We don't have tickets to give away because there are no gigs. There's no confirmation. Yes, with regard to Bruce Springsteen, the Boss, coming to Ireland. There's talk of Parky Queeve. Where else? Kilkenny?
Yep.
Where else?
No, that's it.
Just the two of them
at the moment. They're not talking about Dublin, and the Indo, in their article, made plain, there's definitely no rumours about Dublin. So it appears if he is coming, it's going to be Kilkenny and Cork.
What about Thomond Park? I'm throwing Thomond Park into the mix. Apropos of nothing.
See, with
absolutely nothing. I've said it now, so that means... Hey, Bruce, you have to go to Limerick as well. Sorry.
Well, you see, Porky Queeve, the Cork County Board, have cleared the decks for that particular day's range. So that's why people are going, that looks suspicious.
Yeah, don't be texting. Don't be listening to us with half an ear either. I want both of your ears on the show. Don't be listening with half an ear and only catching half of it. I give away tickets when there are tickets. There's no gigs yet. Baby. Devastation. Absolutely devastation. Children crying. Grown men and women out in the street. Screaming, why? Why? And they're on their knees in the rain in Kilkenny today. Why?
Yeah.
Not only is Bruce Springsteen not confirmed, but rather I am confirmed.
Yeah. I mean, you win some, you lose some.
No, why? That's this Saturday in Kilkenny. We're going full Lidl. It's okay. Deck Pierce is going to be there as well with Brock and beets. With some broccoli beets. So if you want to go full Lidl with us, we've got a barbecue, we've got deck, we've got prizes, we've got loads of great Lidl prizes, including a €1,000 Lidl Plus voucher. Join us this Saturday, the 5th of August, for our last Block Rockin' Summer event at the fabulous Mountain View venue in Kilkenny. You want to come along? Get on the website. todayfm.com/summer. I will be there, but do not let that put you off.
It's probably not too late to actually launch a petition if you live in Kilkenny to not have Ray visit your fine place.
I'll tell you what I'll do, okay?
What?
I know you're expecting Bruce Springsteen. You're expecting the legend to perform. I tell you what, I'll hop up on stage. I'll bring me Casio keyboard.
And one drum.
Yeah.
That's the one drum there.
Hit deck. Hit it, deck.
And when he actually blinks every time he hits the one drum.
Yeah.
Both eyes.
What a showman! And that's all you'll get from me on stage on Saturday, as well as all these fantastic Lidl prizes. If you want to come along, fill out the form on the website, and I could be calling you in the next few minutes. It's www.todayfm.com/summer. Go full Lidl this summer on Today FM. I could have my Gucci on. too beautiful day, the chance would be a fine thing. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley on. There's JP.
Hi.
We do not have Bruce Springsteen tickets to give away. I'm blue in the face now. As soon as there are gigs confirmed, then we will. But until then, there are none, because there are no gigs. Eddie texted. And again, it's very frustrating for me here. Blood, sweat and tears I'm giving you down the wireless, and you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating. God, I hate the way people don't listen to you. This is Eddie. I hate the way people don't listen to you intently, Ray. Come on, guys. But I am glad to hear you've had your confirmation like a good lad, but a bit surprised Bruce isn't confirmed. Always assumed he was a Catholic based on nothing, of course, from Eddie. Eddie, again, you didn't grasp the full gist of that there.
He only sort of half caught what you were saying.
Bruce Springsteen is a Catholic, by the way.
That's official.
And Jaron Cork says, hi lads, the answer to the Bruce Springsteen competition is B. Don't bother posting out my tickets. I'll pop up to Dublin to collect them next week, from Jaron Cork. Love the show.
Hey,
cheers, Jaron. Oh, levity. I do like a bit of levity, don't I? Also, for levity, I like a goat. You know, I love goats.
Mad for goats, yeah.
I am goat mad. I'm. It's well documented. I'm on the record as a goat lover. Not a goat lover.
Oh, come on, people. Come on, guys.
Someone who really loves goats. That's all I am. I cuddled a goat once.
Did you?
On a farm that rescues animals. I cuddled a little baby goat.
A consensual cuddle.
He was fine with it. And so was I. And he was very dark brown. And his name was Zorba. And he was just a little baby goat. He was going, eh, eh. He was, I love goats. I'm, any day, give me a goat any day. Give me a goat over a human being any day. Let's have a listen. So some of the goats I've played. You know. I love this little fella. The way he sounds like a little child. A kid, if you will. It's gorgeous. Stop it. There's the Will Ferrell goat as well. I play that fairly regularly as well. This is a goat that sounds like Will Ferrell in distress. So it's Will Ferrell upset about something.
That's better than all of Will Ferrell's performance in Barbie.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wasted time. You wasted money on Will Ferrell and Barbie. There's no need for him. They should have just gotten that goat in. Would have been better. Have the goat chasing Margot Robbie around that office, the cubicles. Unbelievable. And now, after seeing, I only read this story last night, there's a company called Billy's Rent-A-Goat.
This could be the answer to your prayers.
This is exactly what I'm looking for. I'll put Billy. Is it Billy or William, actually?
William, I believe, yeah.
I call him but Billy's Rent-A-Goat because Billy, it ties in nicely.
It's ringing.
I love goats, you know me.
Hello,
is that William?
Speaking.
Hello, sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Grant, yeah.
Do you prefer William or Billy?
William
it is then.
Yeah.
What was William? Your website is billysrentagoat.ie. You are just the man I'm looking for because I love goats. What do you rent out the goats for, William? Is it just for a cuddle or companionship?
No, I suppose it's overgrowth and land management.
Aha! We were talking to someone previously about, because like I said, I'm mad for goats. There was someone on Hoth Hill or Hoth Head in Dublin, and they've got kind of land. They would sort of like the brush and the bushes and heather and hawthorn, that kind of thing, and the goats. They'd eat anything. So you can send outside sort of a team of goats then to take away.
It's me and the goats. So I'm a shepherd. So my herd of goats or tribe of goats. So we go out on site and we deal with overgrowth, but also we offer environmental awareness with it as well, or an education to complement it. So we do various projects, from school projects to working within councils and within communities as well.
I got you. And I suppose on the environmental aspect of it, this is sort of, it's an environmentally friendly alternative to using pesticides that would be bad, or chemicals that would be bad for the environment.
Yeah, yeah. But what it does, I suppose, over time, is it restores the landscape to a healthy native ecological state or balance, you know. So whereas chemicals would destroy all organic matter and, you know, plants, from plants to insects and everything, whereas the goats would have more of a sympathetic approach and more ecological and ethical approach to land management.
Well, you say that now, but they can really clear it out, though, as well, can't they? I mean, in terms of clearing off a certain patch of land, you let them away, and over a certain amount of time, they'd have it completely cleared, wouldn't they?
They would, yeah. It's amazing. You'd sit there all day. It's really therapeutic.
Really? It's sort of mindfulness watching them.
Yeah, it's like grabbing your stick and going into the woods, and you just sit there and you look at them all day.
And let them do their thing. How many do you have?
I have 23.
Jakers, that's a lot. Do you bring all of them with you for a job, or just...
No, so I have three separate herds. I have old group, I have a middle group, and then I have a young group that are in training at the moment. So it takes me approximately a year and a half to train up the goats.
Wow.
So whether it's that kind of getting used to people, getting used to dogs, and kind of bringing them into situations where they can get used to. So,
right. And how do you manage them? How do you patrol them, like? I don't suppose they answer to, like, commands, do they?
Oh, yeah, they do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so that's all part of it as well, yeah. So, like, I know I'd be a bit biased in saying that they're better communicators than dogs because I work with them all the time, but it's a scientific fact from the University of Glasgow that actually they can communicate better than dogs. I suppose the reason being is going back to our nomadic times when we used to kind of herd our goats and work with our goats. I'd say it's stemming back over 10,000 years, you know. So
amazing.
Yeah, William,
do you have to speak their language or do they understand your English? Which way does it go?
They only have one word. They only go,
Look, they're such big personalities. They'll push up against you, they want to rub, they want to cuddle, or they, you know, this is my space or whatever. I suppose working with them, you get to understand them and they get to understand me as well.
Yeah, I suppose much like a dog then, I suppose. So certain gestures or certain responses depending on their personality. Yeah.
It's kind of a symbiotic relationship that we have, a working relationship.
It's amazing.
Yeah, sorry, Ray.
I was going to say, how long have you been in the goat business?
I've been in goat business around just over 3 years. I try to make a short story of it. I got made redundant in 2018.
Okay.
I went back to college in Kinsale College doing sustainable horticulture and permaculture. I had the idea before it. I just wanted to broaden my knowledge, and then I was ready to open up the business. But COVID came.
Oh, of course, yeah. So then that's 2 years out.
So I had to do a year of trials. So I tried with goats, working with goats, getting systems in place, doing different trials, different kinds of landscapes, different kind of overgrowth, and so on and so on. And officially then I opened my business in 2021.
And they're all fellas, are they? They're all males?
Yeah, except for two females.
Right.
The reason being is previously they were rescued, but I'm repurposing the male goat. Usually the male goat, the dairy male goat, isn't any such value. So I'm repurposing solely for land management and education.
Oh,
they don't go into any meat. Or they don't no dairy and no meat, so sole purpose just education and land management.
And sorting out land. It's a fantastic idea. More power to you, sir. Fair play, and definitely in these more ecologically and environmentally aware times. I was going to mention the website is billysrentagoat.ie. You can grab it there, or you can do a search for Billy's Rent a Goat on Facebook, and maybe the odd cuddle.
and maybe the odd
let's not rule out the cuddles as well. They're very cuddle a goat if
you you have to have a cuddle as well too.
As we all need, even goats need cuddles. William, thanks so much for taking the call. I appreciate it. Much luck.
Great.
All right. Good day. Cheers, man.
No bother.
Bye. It's Billy's rent to go to LA.
Ray Foley.
You waiting for that cash machine call?
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Go on that register.com. Go on register.com there.
Register.com.
Yeah.
Right, what am I doing?
Ray's rent a goat. Ray's cuddle a goat.
Okay.
Foley's cuddle a goat.
Yeah, okay.
Dot IE. Yeah. Okay. Get that sorted. Sure. We're going to be rolling in goats. stay here. I've got Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding.
The last word with Matt Cooper.
Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, and Miracle. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley. And you all love goats now, do you? I love goats. Goats are brilliant. Goats are gorgeous. I made goats cool.
You're a trendsetter. Yeah?
A
trendsetter.
A trendsetter.
Trendsetter.
Ray Foley's Trendsetter. Come on down for some trends.
We've got great offers this week, including goats.
Come on down to the centre. Ever fancied cuddling a goat? Check out our website. I put goats on the map. Me.
I think William Walsh.
This guy.
He did.
I did it long before William ever did. Mm. I've always loved goats. I first cuddled that goat. Jeez, I'd say that was 2006. Right. I've been cuddling goats for years. And I won't have anyone else stomping on my territory with their hoofs and their horns.
Today FM Summer.
You're all Irish track of the week. Mimi and Choosing Me. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. That's a bop. I like that.
Sure.
I like it. It's a toe-tapping tune. On the goats, 0874 100 102. I've said I love goats. Yes, I do. And I was talking to William of Billy's Rent-A-Goat. Is it .ie or .com?
.ie, right.
Billy's Rent-A-Goat.ie, where you can rent goats. I was suggesting that you can rent a goat for a cuddle. Because they're great for goats. But his is for clearing land. And he brings out a whole herd of goats. And then he can clear off scrub, bushes, whatever's on the land. And it's a safe and environmentally friendly way of clearing off all bushes and weeds and stuff off the land.
Is there anyone out there who uses a goat as a lawnmower? Serious question. Like,
people
could you do that?
People
could
do, you? Yeah. People have pet goats and they use them then to keep the lawn clear. I was suggesting, what was mine then? So his is Billy's rentagoat.ie. I was going for cuddle a goat, wasn't it? 0874 100 102. Podrick is over there. Podrick or Podrick?
Don't forget Foley's fondle a goat.
Fondle a goat. I don't know. Fondle has connotations that I think are...
Yeah, we might need to workshop that.
Got the whiteboard out there and the wipeable marker. Dan says, we're headed to a goat museum tomorrow in Achill from Pam, Dan and Ada. A goat museum. Google that there. Where's that? In Achill, he says.
Yeah, whatever.
A goat museum. I've been to the goat... A goat fair? Is it a goat? Did the Foxford have a goat fair? I think it does. And it has Foxford has, as you're coming approaching from the Dublin side, or Swinford side, Foxford has a statue of a goat.
I mean, I've heard of the Puck Fair. Yes, visitor centre, the Old Irish Goat on Achill. Enjoy a unique opportunity to experience these elusive primitive animals up close and look into the eyes of Ireland's ancient past.
And Liam's there as well, 0874 100 102. Liam. Hello.
Great.
Yeah.
Just thought of a great competition for your show.
Oh, I love ideas for competitions.
Free ideas, yeah.
This is great. I love this.
Basically, you have to sing along or in a goat voice to the theme song of, or the theme tune of The Godfather.
Of The Godfather? What's the theme tune of The Godfather?
And at the end of each week, the winner gets a Today FM t-shirt, Ray Foley, The Godfather.
Jesus, that's brilliant. That is brilliant.
It's genius when you think about it.
You do have to think about it. And would that be a daily competition? Well, or would that run and run? Like,
Liam, will you get back to us on that?
Come back to us. Are we run that for every day for 1 week and then an end of week prize? Or are we going to run it weekly for the whole year?
I suppose it depends what kind of traction we get on it, Ray.
Well, Pete, this is, like I said, I've made goats cool. Godfather.
It's kind of a slow one, isn't it, Godfather? It's fairly slow.
I don't know, I've kind of gone cold on it now, actually.
Ray Foley.
Sorry, Liam, no offence.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
Just a thought.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And by the way,
what?
Love the show.
Hey, cheers,
Liam,
brother.
From Galway.
All the best. So play 1D next.
Dermot and Dave's Apple
Tour. Black Eyed Peas and Shut Up. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ray Foley in the afternoons. How? Oh, my friend. Yeah, everyone's a radio producer now. It's ridiculous. I'm on radio 20 years. I know what I'm talking about. It's Liam that suggested the idea of the Goat Father singing the Godfather theme tune in the style of a goat. I think it's a fantastic idea. Alan's been on as well. He's weighing in on this. I'm sure everyone's opinions are like, you know, like bums. Everyone's got one. Alan, sorry.
Just to expand on that goat father idea.
Yeah, go on.
I was thinking essentially the same thing.
Right.
Like, basically, start to finish, same thing.
Right, so singing in the style of goats, then do that every day, and then we'd have a winner at the end of the week, and then we'd have a finalist. Yeah. But the singing on the goats, singing the theme in the goats.
Basically, start to finish, same thing.
Right.
Only don't do it, and do literally anything else.
That's not bad either, actually.
Ray Foley.
No.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Dua Lipa, Dance the Night. This is Today FM. Oh, I just hit the wrong button. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Oh, that's sloppy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very sloppy.
He's towards the end of the show as well, right? That's going to stick with you, isn't it?
I was too. I love the double hand clap. If you've seen the Barbie movie, synchronized dancing, about 10, 15 minutes in. Sensational. Actually, Ryan Gosling's performance as Ken during that whole dance sequence, fantastic. Have you seen it yet?
Not seen it yet, right?
It's brilliant.
I told you, I'll get it on streaming.
It's all punctuated with a double hand clap during Dance the Night from Julie, but she's in it apparently as a mermaid. I missed her. I didn't see her. Do you want to go full Lidl?
Yeah.
Now
No half measures.
There's
right?
No half measures.
No, it's fine.
I want 100% Lidl.
Yeah. Oh, I'm committed.
We're going full Lidl this weekend, heading to Kilkenny for our exclusive Block Rockin' summer event. It's the last one in Kilkenny this Saturday, in the exclusive and gorgeous Mountain View venue. If you want to come along, I'm on the grill. Kiss the chef. Got the apron and all. And don't try and second guess me. Don't try and tell me how to cook a sausage. I know exactly what I'm doing. You're just there to have a good time. You should have a drink or beer. Okay? Then I've got loads of prizes to give away up on stage, making a fool of myself. And I've got €1,000 Lidl Plus voucher to give away as well. Loads of other prizes. Having a good time. Got your burgers. And then Dec Pierce will be doing Block Rock and Beats on stage as well. Bring the whole fam. Hopefully we get some nice weather out of it. Kilkenny this Saturday. If you want to come along, go to the website todayfm.com/summer. And we'll go full Lidl.
It's ringing.
That's definitely ringing.
Hello, Wanda speaking.
Who?
Sorry, who's this?
I'm looking for Owen.
Oh, right, that's my husband.
All right, he's not around, is he?
Sorry, who's this?
This is Ray Foley calling from Today FM. I want to give him a delicious burger. I want to go full Lidl on his ass this weekend in Kilkenny. Are you around?
Well, we are, yes. He's actually at work.
Oh, so dear. He's out bringing home the bacon.
Well, he
can bring home the bacon and I'll bring home the beef. I'm grilling some burgers this Saturday, going full Lidl, Block Rock and Beats. Would you like him to come along?
We would love to.
Well, in that case, tickets sorted for you, man. What's your name?
My name's Wanda.
Wanda, we'll see you there.
Okay, great.
Cheers.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, we're hanging. Hello?
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 Yeah?
Is that Jason?
Yeah.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I have one question.
Yeah.
Sauce and onions on the burger?
Both.
Okay.
Both, yeah.
Both sauce and how do you like your onions? Some people go for the raw onion. Some people like a grilled onion, like a little bit. What?
A grilled onion.
Grilled if I have it. Okay, listen. We'll see you on Saturday for that burger. All with thanks to Lidl and Declan will be doing his Block Rock and Beats in Kilkenny. You up for it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Cool beans. Well, I'll see you there then, my love. All right. Listen, okay. Thanks for taking the call.
See you then. Thanks, Ray.
Bye.
Love the show.
Hey!
This is the house that Funk built. Groove Armada style.
Groove Armada, I see you, baby. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley on, and Joe texted from Donegal. He said, hey Ray, I'll take some of those tickets for Bruce Springsteen at Lidl on Saturday. Again, Joe, yeah, wires crossed. You really got to pay attention.
Open those ears, man.
Bruce Springsteen has not been confirmed for Kilkenny yet. The talk is Páirc Uí Chaoimh and Kilkenny. No confirmation as of yet. As soon as he does confirm something, we will let you know. Stay on Today FM. But there's nothing yet. It's all speculation, rumour and conjecture. And crushing disappointment for the people of Kilkenny this weekend. Because not only has the boss not announced his appearance there, but I will be there.
She's kicking them when they're down, right?
It's more, very difficult. Is that ring? Someone's ringing in. Hang on. So I think I never answer the phone. No. I'm usually ringing out. Hang on, I'll put that on one. Today FM, hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes. How may I direct your call?
There's a fella who's about to finish a 220-kilometre run from Galway to Dublin, and he's coming up to the Samuel Beckett Bridge between half an hour and an hour's time.
Jakers, do you know him, or are you
Yeah, I do. He's raising money for the charity that I work for. Raising money for the SOAR Foundation, for a youth mental health foundation.
Wow, incredible. Where did he come from?
Galway. He started at Spanish Arch at 5 a.m. yesterday morning, and he's been going non-stop since.
Wow. What's his name?
Dara Morgan.
Fair play to him. Jakers. And so are you rustling up support, or are you just letting people know that if they're around Dublin or around the city centre?
Support, whatever it is, a shout-out, whatever.
Money. Benjamins.
Is there a GoFundMe?
There's a GoFundMe link there's an iDonate link to the store. Instagram page.
Okay, so
tell me what store _ foundation.
Store. How do I say STOR? Is it
SOAR? Like bird.
Oh, sorry, SOAR _ foundation.
Yeah.
And if you go on Instagram, there's a link there for the GoFundMe for Dara.
Exactly.
What's your name?
My name is Circa.
Circa, thanks for the call.
No problem at all.
Much obliged. Bye. Check that out. Show support for Dara. And well done, sir. Rima and Selena Gomez. Today FM. It's either R-E-M-A or Rima and Selena Gomez. Calm down. Today FM, play the music you love. And that's a little broadcast for today. Paul in Kerry texted. He said, hi Ray, what time is the boss joining Declan Pearce on Saturday in Kilkenny? Can't wait. Paul,
cop on, guys.
Cop on. Bit of cop, lads. So much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we didn't get to do Bruce Springsteen, where Bruce Springsteen gives us tips on household cleaning. He started following Mrs. Hinch, apparently.
Yeah,
and he's big into it now. In Bruce Springsteen, we didn't get to do Whatever Floats Your Goat, where we unveil our new range of swimming pool inflatables specially designed for the goat in your life who likes to relax by the pool. And we didn't get to do Murder, She, Goat, where we pitch an idea for a new TV show. Yeah. It's about a she-goat, a female goat or a nanny goat who solves killings in a sleepy town with a surprisingly high murder rate. It's called Murder, She, Goat. Maybe we can see that. So tomorrow on from 2 p.m, Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.